this also I think of as a poem that I think of now that Maxine is no longer with us. Halley's Comet for Dan. Here I stand face to face with my own mortality and the waning interest of friends who have no inclination to peer into the skies at an ungodly hour, scanning the horizon without the faintest notion of where Scorpio can be found. Lacking binoculars and with a naked eye, I look about in the dark for the clock with a luminous dial. Vaporous clouds are sliding past my window. Without notice, ice cubes rearrange themselves in my glass. I am certain now that those with whom I speak must be immortal. To the child who was born in April after Easter, I bequeath one gift, that he find his universe both predictable on occasion and worthy of observation, even at inconvenient times when Halley returns. I ask to be remembered as one of those who pay attention when it is getting late, as someone willing to be awakened from deep sleep, to wait in this darkness as long as I can wait.